What a beautiful collab there. Next with Ethan Johns and the Black Eyed Dogs. That was Silver Liner from them. Awesome. Robin Hitchcock with an awesome cover from the Man Upstairs CD. That was The Ghost in You. The Cure cover. Really good. Low Cut Connie was the band from the Get Out the Lotion CD in 2011. That was Rio. And then Hi Brian Young, that was the Johnny Thunders from 2010's Hurt Me. That was You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. And geez, you know, if you think about it, truer words have never been spoken. Les, thank you so much for being here. Really, really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And I have to give you a ride, so be nice to me.
Thank you. Okay. For today, I will.
Les lives at the radio station now.
That's right. And Sue, you haven't been here in a while.
I haven't.
How are you?
I'm good.
Nice, nice.
Happy to be here. Yeah, just summer is busy. Mm-hmm. So, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, you look all happy and healthy and summery and stuff.
Yeah, I've been out in the sun.
Yeah.
A little. Or something.
What's coming up with you for the next two?
Oh, well, so I don't know why. It's been such a craptastic couple of weeks in the world. We're just going to escape to the 70s and play some disco divas for as long as we can ride that wave. And then I have a lot of new music to share. Dolly Parton has a new single. I've just been, you know, because I haven't been on for a while, I've been collecting stuff to share with you. So a new band that I kind of like called the Honeycutters. They may not be new, but they're new to me. So we're just going to, you know, see where the wind takes us. But stay tuned.
If it takes us back to the 70s,
yeah,
that's good with me.
Yeah, it's just been so awful lately that I just kind of want to escape.
Yesterday just wrecked me.
No, bad.
All right, WMFO 11:02 in the morning. Mike, getting out of here. I'll talk to you again next week at 9. Sue, I'm going to leave you with something beautiful, of course, from She and Him. This is This Girl's in Love with You. See ya. Talk to you next week, everybody.
You see, this girl's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you? Thank you.
can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be? Just one.
Well, Mike went and jinxed it. He told me everything was working great. So, apologize for that. Gonna figure out what's going on. Welcome to Something About the Women. It's 11, almost 11:13 here in Medford, Massachusetts, here at Tufts University. And thanks for tuning in this kind of misty Saturday morning. I don't know what the weather's like near you, but where I am, it's a little misty. So, I'm trying to figure out why my music just stopped playing. That would be a really good thing to know. We're going to give it another try. But as I mentioned when I was talking with Mike before the show on the air, I'm going to be playing some Disco Divas this morning. So if you like that sort of thing, you'll be happy for the next half hour or so. And I got some new music for you and all kinds of things. So let's see if I can make things work. And if I can't, well, then... then I'll just talk for an hour and 45 minutes. We'll just chat, okay? All right, let's see what's going on here. We're going to give it another try. That is just not, it's just not having it. It's just not having it. All righty then. While we deal with that, why don't I find us something else to play? Here we go. Here's something from the 70s. It's not exactly disco. It's kind of ruining my flow here, but let's take a listen to this while I sit down and have a long talk with my computer here. And this is a little bit of Joni Mitchell here on Something About the Women. By the way, we have a new phone number, and it's 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-WMFO. So that's the number to call if you have requests or if you want to tell me how to make my computer work. All right, here we go. Here's a little Joni Mitchell. Life is up.
my mind. See, sauce, do you see? Do you see? Do you see how you hurt me, baby? So I hurt you too. Then we both get so blue. I am on a lonely road and I am traveling, looking for the key to set me free. Oh, the jealousy, the greed is the unraveling. It's the unraveling. Your sweater, wanna write you a love letter, wanna make you feel better, wanna make you feel free. Mm-hmm. Wanna make you feel free, wanna make you feel
Well, we are still having some technical difficulties, and they're all mine, stupid computer, but
I swear, this is really frustrating. But I did want to tell you, I have some great announcements this week, so maybe we can do that while we're waiting for me to get my act together. So there's a really interesting event happening on August 3rd at Club Passim in Harvard Square, and that is an evening with the co-creator and writer of Transparent, Faith Soloway, and it's hosted by Katie Curtis, which should be a great conversation. So let me read this to you. It says, on Wednesday, August 3rd at 7 p.m., singer-songwriter Katie Curtis will talk with Faith Soloway about the Boston roots of her career, and that'll be at Passim at 47 Palmer Street in Cambridge. That's in Harvard Square. A limited number of tickets are available. It's a benefit for Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and you can get them at passim.org, or you can call 617-492-7679. Before Faith Soloway made the big time co-creating writing for the hit TV show Transparent with her sister Jill, she wrote folk songs and musicals that explored the intersection of comedy, politics, and relationships. Her musicals Jesus Has Two Mommies and Miss Folk America regularly sold out Boston area theaters, and I can attest to that. Those were pretty funny. Both Soloway and Curtis came up through the Boston folk scene in the 90s and 2000s, and the evening will also feature performances by Faith and Boston's trans group Butterfly Music Transgender Chorus, along with surprise guests who have worked with Faith during her very colorful career. Proceeds to benefit Americans United for Separation of Church and State, a crucially important nonprofit that lobbies, litigates, and educates to protect us from religious extremism. So that event, that's at August 3rd. Get your tickets before they sell out. You can get them at passim.org. That's passim.org. Or you can call 617-492-7679. And I don't know who those special guests will be, but you got to guess maybe some local people who have been in some of Faith Soloway's musicals in the past. Maybe Jennifer Kimball or, not really sure who else. But, I would definitely check that out if you have the time and the inclination. So my 70s thing is a total bust at the moment, so we're just going to like change gears here while we can and see what we can get going here. But I'm going to play you now something from Bonnie Raitt's latest album. Say that 10 times fast. She's been actually putting out some live cuts from this tour that she's on promoting this album. The album is called Dig In Deep. She put out, the live ones have been from the show that I was at the Orpheum Theater in Boston, so that's pretty cool. Maybe I'm, screaming or clapping or something or doing something outrageous during one of those recordings. But let's hear from one of my favorite cuts on the album. This is called Shakin' Shakin' Shakes. All right. This is Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO, where technology is not my friend. Here we go, Bonnie Raitt.
Just go. Shaking and shaking, and I'm shaking.
A little bit of Etta James there doing Got My Mojo Working. And Etta James no longer on this planet, but she's in blues heaven somewhere making some great music. And Bonnie Raitt's doing it on this planet. And we heard Shakin' Shakin' Shake from her new album, Dig In Deep. All right, I think I've got my problems squared away. It's Disco Diva's time, like by hook or by crook. My iTunes just stopped working. It just... I don't know. I'm calling Apple later and giving them a little bit of piece of my mind, whatever piece is left. So let's see if we can make this work. I sure hope so. Because I know you really want to hear the Disco Divas. So let's see if this works. And just want to remind you, this is Something About the Women. And it's WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford. Oh, yeah.
I can't even stand it anymore. Technology is kicking my butt today. We'll get this back in line. I was just like sitting back and relaxing, figuring, you know, my technical difficulties are over. And here we go with more. Let's see what we can do in the meantime. Man, they didn't have CDs in the 70s, so I don't have CDs. I only have these digital tracks. It's not fair. All right. Let's see what we can do about that. Well, let me tell you what we heard in the meantime. We were in the middle of Chaka Khan with Rufus doing Sweet Thing, and Andrea True gave us More, 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 and then Alicia Bridges, I Love the Nightlife, and I do too when the technology works. All right, so this is just shaping up to be a fine, fine show. And the funny thing is like I actually have some listeners today. Big shout outs to Randy and Brett and Kerry who are listening. And Lord knows who else is listening. But thank you. And wow, just not my day. You know what I'm saying? Just not my day. What could we play? Here we go. Here's something really old. It is not disco, and it is not from the 70s. But let's take a listen to this while I get my act back together. Here's a little Ella Fitzgerald.
That will weigh me down. Sift through.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Something about the women.